Welcome to the Daily Groundhog.
What is going on, everybody?
Hey, everybody.
Welcome
stretching
to the Groundhog.
Yeah, we're glad to have you back. And the fun part about today is, I'm sorry to say, this is going to be a really crappy podcast today.
Well, people have to deal with the crap versus the non-crap sometimes.
Yeah, just remember the job's not done until the paperwork is done.
That's true. Paperwork always has to be processed.
That's right. So we're not going to flush this idea quite yet.
You've thought about all these little puns while you're working for this podcast all day long, haven't you?
Got to get the laughs at the beginning so that they actually stay through the rest of the content, right?
Or they think they're so dumb that they're going like, oh, whatever.
They might turn it off, yeah.
If they turn it off, that's fine. If you turn it off right now, that's your problem, not mine.
No, bottom line, I just got to...
bottom line. Nice. That was not intended.
I didn't even intend that one. No, let's see. Walmart. Airport. Bar and home. Those are the four locations.
Okay. I have a story of Walmart about this crappy situation, but we'll let you get yours.
So basically, today we are going to be talking about public restrooms and toilet paper.
They're always clean, aren't they, public restrooms? Okay, anyway.
They have the sign to say, oh, we clean it every 30 minutes, and they have the initials, but no.
The cleaning every 30 minutes means someone walks in and wipes down the sink. That's really all that means.
Actually, I think they just walk in and just sign it. Sign the log.
I was here every 30 minutes.
They signed the log.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
So you have issues with public restrooms, toilet paper, or public restrooms in general?
Yes, kind of. Yes.
I'd say get this off your chest, but it's more going to be get this off your butt right now.
Yeah, point. I just got to get it out. I got to let it go.
You got that turtle head that's got to that needs to be talked about.
Groundhog.
Got a groundhog poking out.
Anyway, no. So here's my issue that at home.
Okay.
Shout out, and yes, this is a brand drop, so we might have to beep it out because...
No, we can talk about brands. I don't care.
Charmin.
It's like a review. See, I don't like Charmin.
Charmin Ultra Soft. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's so nice on your rear end. Okay. It feels so good. And if people buy it, I want the royalties. I'm just kidding.
Saying you need to be a sponsor is what he's saying.
That's right, Charmin. Get your act together. But I really like it.
Dude wipes are good.
Ooh, the flushable wipes.
Yeah. Ooh,
that's a bidet in your hand.
It is.
Ooh. Tangent. But wife and I went down to Arizona and airport bathroom.
Those are just there to use quickly. That's all they're about.
I could tell by the toilet paper.
Yes. The super thin see-through toilet paper.
Yeah, you have to get like 10 layers so you know that you're not getting any particles on your hands. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the problem with that is then you get the 10 layers, but then the holes in the toilet that goes down to the sewer are so small that your 10 layers end up clogging it, and then it's just... that's the problem you run into there.
Did you have that problem?
Fortunately, this time, no, but I have in the past.
Okay.
So then Walmart... We did a little shopping at Walmart to get, you know, snacks and stuff. And,
toilet paper there is not up to par either.
No, it's like paper towels in a two-inch roll, wide roll. And that roll is like, you know, it's circumference like about 2 feet.
But you're talking...
And they just slam it on the wall.
But,
and then you're
talking paper towels like public restroom paper towels. Not like Bounty paper towels.
Oh, no.
Not Bounty. The quicker picker upper.
No.
We're talking sandpaper.
Medium grade.
400 grit.
But so that was that experience. And then at the bar, I'm trying to give some positive shout outs.
Okay.
So at the bar, I used the restroom, and they actually had nice toilet paper.
Okay.
It was amazing. I was like, people go in there, they get inebriated, they're like, don't even know where they're at, and yet you give them nice toilet paper.
They give them the plush.
Yes. Okay. So, I mean, so I guess it's just one of those things that, you know, I'm not a big fan of using public restrooms anyway, but at the same time, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
What? Using them is better than pooping your pants. Are you one of those adults that has pooped their pants as an adult? There is a large number of adults that have pooped their pants. I have never pooped my pants as an adult. I've come close not making it to the bathroom.
Once.
Okay.
But it was as I was dropping my drawers and I just couldn't hold it anymore. So I got poop on my pants, but I didn't actually poop in my pants. Does that classify as pooping my pants?
Yeah, I guess it counts. Yeah. I wasn't going for confessional time. I was going for more like, hey.
But you just confessed I've never done it before. And you were looking at me, and I know the audience can't see you looking at me, but you gave me the eyes of, okay, Keith, it's time to come clean.
Literally.
No pun intended.
Public restrooms are all horrible, and bathrooms are rape. You know, even our toilet paper, we don't buy the good stuff. I think sometimes we end up buying the John Wayne toilet paper. I've told you what John Wayne toilet paper is, right?
I think once, but I don't remember.
So it's hard as nails, and it don't take crap off of anybody.
You buy that for your home?
Every now and then.
Do you care about your children and their hygiene?
Oh, yeah, they get clean. So they don't, they get showers. No. All jokes
shower.
Aside.
Shower.
All jokes aside.
The
ultimate bidet.
The bidet of the future.
Why do you think there's showers next to the toilets?
That's right, but...
Think about it. I just... Tell me I'm wrong. Convince me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong.
So I got a poop story for you, and I can't say the person who it is. And if the person's daughter finds out I tell this story, I'm going to be a dead man.
No names.
So guy goes on a date. He takes his they go to a concert. They leave the concert. They're on the way home to drop her off at while they're at the con on the way at the concert. He's got the rumbles.
Ooh.
You know the rumbles.
Oh,
the and so rumbles. He's like, bad. He's working through it, you know, getting through the rumbles. Finally gets in the car, they're driving, and then the rumbles are getting worse and worse. So he's like, Walmart always has bathrooms. So he goes to Walmart, walks in there, hurries his, you know, butt chick.
Let me guess, the front one is closed and he has to walk all the way to the back.
Oh, that, yeah. Yeah, you got the one there. So he goes to the bathroom. Finally gets to the bathroom. Opens up the door. Gets in there. First was gross. Second was gross. Finally gets to the third stall. He's like, I gotta just deal with it. And it's cleaner. Gets in there. He undoes his belt. You know, it's amazing how belts become like Fort Knox when you have to go to the bathroom, by the way. You ever notice that sometimes?
Yes.
Like, you gotta pee really bad. And you're like, ugh! And you're like, what is the what is
I
the...
Get, I get this buckle off!
It's like... Who put a padlock on my belt? I can't remember the combination. So you finally get the belt though. He finally gets the belt undone. He pushes his pants down to his ankles, and he explodes. So we call this pulling a Walmart. Literally, I mean, he explodes. It was like a pressure washer against the toilet, against the wall behind the toilet. It was. He painted the bathroom stall. Poop was everywhere. I mean, this was literally a crappy situation. And he's like, he goes, he wipes up, gets clean.
Oh, I was going to say, was there any toilet paper? Because when you are that pressured, sometimes you forget to look.
there was toilet paper. He wipes, gets clean. And he's like, do I tell them or do I not tell them? From my understanding, I may be telling this part wrong. I don't think he told. I think he just like, okay, I've got to go. And he left, quietly left. I feel bad for the person that cleans the bathroom. That seriously, it's...
You know what? That's what actually prompts the I walk in. I'm working there. I walk in. I look at the job and I say, I ain't cleaning that. And I just signed the log.
I'm not paid enough to do the...
No. To do the duty.
To do your duty. You're not paid. Someone's got to do it. But I think that comes down to a managerial position. Manager's got to go, I got to do this.
Manager of Walmart doesn't make you know why they're to do that.
Well, they have the hoses. Seriously, there's hose spouts inside of those bathrooms. They connect it up. You get that hose out and you just start spraying. Bleach and spray. So, anyway. There's my story.
To all you daughters out there, time to go ask your dad. And then we'll see if it comes back to Devin.
Hopefully my wife will not listen to this podcast. Anyway, have you guys had a crappy situation like this?
Please tell us about it.
We'll talk to you guys later.
Groundhog out. Check it.